Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God said if we would lift him up, he would draw all men, huh? Regardless of race, creed, it doesn't matter. If we do what we're supposed to do, glory to God, and lift him up, lift him up, lift our Savior up, glory to God, glory. Yes, yes, we're going to lift him up, lift him up. Oh, Lord, I'm going to lift him up. Lift him up. And I'm never going to stop. I'm going to lift him up with everything I got. I'm going to lift him up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him praise, huh? We praise the risen Savior. He's risen. Oh, glory to God. He's in our hearts. He's in our mind. He's in our DNA. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's all over me. He's in the front. He's in the back. He's living down inside of me. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? Oh, yeah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We know that this is Good Friday. Good Friday. Yeah. This is the day that our Savior came to make a statement. He made a statement. Yes, he made a statement to the world, to the world. Glory to God. He humbled himself, huh? Oh, yes, yes, for you and for me. He humbled himself. Yes, 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 yes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them. That's Luke 22 and 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just come thanking you, God, for this opportunity. We thank you, Master, for the privilege, oh God, that you've given us, oh God, that we can come together today, God, acknowledging Jesus, acknowledging him as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we have plan of salvation, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, and we have invited him to come into our hearts, to come into our minds, to renew us, to wash us whiter than snow. Oh, Master, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. Oh, Master, we are just brokenhearted, oh God, for this day, God. But we know, God, that there is victory. Victory lies in you. Lies in you and Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Master. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank you for Jesus. Yes, oh, God. We will be careful to give you all the praise, give you all the honor. It's in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We thank God. Thank God for his mighty acts of mercy. Oh, God, for the mighty acts of mercy. Yeah, 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 for the mighty acts. And we've seen mercy. We've seen mercy sound hammering. We've seen mercy when the hammer was hammering and the sound of the hammer. We've heard mercy. Yeah, we've heard it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just going to move quickly with our lesson. And we know that supper with Jesus is very in order. It's highly in order for today. Anyone ever had a going away party, had a going away dinner? Let's say a going away dinner where all your family, your friends, and your close friends, huh, they came to see you for what could be quite some time. They never know. They may not see you for quite some time. Mm-hmm. The dinner party. It was a time to reflect on the good times that you've had together, the friends, the memories of yesteryears, the dinner party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many times we called it the going, it was a going away party. Yeah, it was a going away party. Of course, we had food, so we just labeled it as a dinner. Yeah, yeah, because we love to eat. Mm-hmm. The dinner party was a time to reflect of the good times. Yeah, and we did. We reflect about the good times, the memories, the good and the bad memories, either in junior high or in senior high. Who was your neighbor, your friend, and where they are, and many times what they're doing now. Yeah, yeah. So the actual supper, the dinner, and we know that years ago we called dinner supper, and we called dinner supper. Yeah. And years earlier, later, should I say, we begin to call supper dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Changing with the times. Yeah, yeah. No one likes the actual goodbye. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes those words. Nobody likes the actual goodbye part. They only want to remember the fun, the trophies, the heroes, and sometime we may discuss the challenges that we have experienced down through the years. Yeah, when we have these last suppers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dinner parties. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The saddest part of these dinner parties is when everything is over. You will say, see you later. Take care. Do your best in life and take care. But we never like to say, never do we like to say those words. We don't like to say goodbye. All alone, hoping the person will succeed at whatever he or she will face later in life. The next challenge, whatever the challenge may be, could it be a new job, a new career, a different school, a different community, college for the first time. I mean, different things that we have experienced where we had these last suppers together. We've had them. But again, we called them dinner parties. Mm-hmm. Or going away parties. So it was either a party, and then it became a dinner party. And then it was called a going away party. Yeah, yeah, going away. Again, but we never like to say goodbye. Well, we see in this lesson in the book of Luke, Jesus is having a dinner party. His last one with his inner circle, his inner circle friends, his inner circle group of friends. Yeah, see, there was a core group of acquaintances who are there for you too, a core group. Yeah, quite often, then there's the inner circle. The inner circle is the immediate group. That's the tight-knit one. But the core group are those that are always present, always dedicated, always at your beck and call. But the inner group know why you're calling them before they know why you're calling them. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody listen to this? Listen to this. So here we see Jesus, acquaintances who are there for him. Like we here today. We hear it today. We have close friends. We have partners. Yeah, many times we call them partners. And then we have our buddies. This is our buddy. This is our best friend. One thing about this lesson that I felt was worth mentioning is that one, Jesus sent Peter and John. Peter and John was his inner circle. I want you to stay with me. That was his inner circle. That was his partners. Yeah, if anybody's listening to me who understand what a partner is, a partner is closer than a brother. Closer. I said closer. Yeah. So Jesus sent Peter and John, his inner circle, to go and prepare the Passover meal, to go and plan this dinner. He sent them. I want you to pay attention to this, because there was a lot of things that was happening with Jesus prior to going to the cross, and we never hear about it. We only hear about the actual scenes that were on the cross. His mother, yeah, and those that were present at the cross, and the things that happened at the cross. But here we see that Jesus is with his inner circle group. Yeah, they weren't sure where to go. And Jesus told them, listen to this. One, Jesus, I want you to pay attention to this real good, because for one thing, I want you to really catch on to how detailed Jesus really is. I mean, detailed. One is where he told them where to go to prepare the meal. Yeah. In verse 10, he gives complete detail about the place. Yeah. In verse 10. So, two, he tells them about the city. The man carrying a jar of water. Listen to that. Then follow him to his house that he enters, and tell the owner of the house that the teacher asks, where is the guest room? That's five. Six, the place where he may eat the Passover. The place where he may eat the Passover meal with his group. His group of buddies, his group of friends. Look at that. So here we see he said to them that he will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Seven says, make preparations there. Now, how detailed can you be? This is Jesus. He was on his way to the cross. But he had a plan. He had a plan prior to going to the cross. And it says, in comparison to this story, one person I know who could be so detailed like this during her early years was my mom. My mom was a detailed woman. She was a woman of great detail. Having six kids, you better be detailed. You had to tell us exactly what you wanted us to do. She was always giving out detail after detail, where to go, and after getting there, what we would actually find. That's how we learned. That's how we grew up taking directions. That's how I, to this day, was able to read a map. It was detailed instructions of what you see on the map, and then look around and see, what do you see now that you're passing? Detail. My mom, she was detailed. Yeah, so moving along with me to verse 20. Jesus had gave instructions about where and who to see to prepare his special occasion. He placed Peter and John in charge. This is his inner circle. This is not the core group, the inner circle. Yeah. So here we see that Jesus was sitting there at this particular dinner that we call the Last Supper. Yeah, yeah, we call it the Last Supper. And it says here, now we see at verse 24 where is he saying, it's saying here that a dispute arose among the disciples. A dispute, a misunderstanding, a quarreling, not physical, but a mental dispute, a challenge broke out. Verse 24 says, also a dispute arose among them. Mm-hmm. And it was who was considered to be the greatest? This is what they were in a dispute over. Who considered to be the greatest? Can you imagine? At a time when Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was on his way to the cross. So who would actually break out with an argument? Sound like family that we know today? Sound like acquaintance that we may know? An argument. Yeah, look at this. Now here you are at the dinner with someone who just so happens to be Jesus, who you may not see again. Huh? You may not see him again. Thinking about that. No, you're so interested in who is the greatest. So the question here is, have you ever missed the moment? Have you ever been so engaged in me, myself, and I that you missed the moment? You missed it. Huh? Have this ever happened? Later, when you're alone, you're sorry, it's too late. But you missed the opportunity. Sometimes never comes back. See, you can miss that opportunity. Opportunity will never return. Listen to this. In verse 25 here it says, Jesus says to them, the King of the Gentiles, Lord, is over them. And those who exercise authority over them call them benefactors. Now, I want you to just stay with me for a minute, because here we see that Jesus, who is the great teacher, he's a very awesome teacher. He's taking the time and talk to his core group, his partners, his friends, and his disciples. They're all in one. Mm-hmm. He's taking the time to get them to understand this. And he says to them, he says, we love the overseer. We love the person who's over us. We do. We love the leaders. We love the supervisors. We love the boss. We love the captains. We love the sergeants. We love them. Yeah, of course we do. We see that today. Huh? We love our first responders, those who are first to run out and do whatever they have to do to help us, to protect us. We love them, and we're thankful for them. Verse 26 tells us, but you are not to be like that. Now, what is Jesus saying to us? He's saying that you are not supposed to be like that. Instead, he said that the greatest among you should be, he said, like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. Are you listening to me? The one who serves. I just said we have first responders. Yeah, we see that today. We see that right now. We're living that right now. They serve us, a nation, in all capacities, in all states of this country. Look close at this. Here we see Jesus is on his way. He's on his way to the cross. Mm-hmm. He's on his way to the cross for you and for me. But he stops and takes time to teach. Now, when I really caught on to this and I was saying to myself, now who would do that? If I know that I'm getting ready to be crucified, or I'm getting ready to do some very what I would call strenuous tasks, and that I was going to go through agony, and would I stop and try to teach you something, or would I just be all into me, myself, and I? See, Jesus is not like that. Glory to God. And he's telling us, he said this in verse 27. He said, "For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves?" Who is greater? Who is greater, the one that sits at the table and puts his feet under the table, or is it the one who serves the one that's sitting at the table? Look, we're in Luke. Yeah. So it says, who is greater, the server or the one at the table? Is it not the one who is at the table, or could it be the one who serves? Jesus stops and he gives a complete interpretation, and he says, I am among you. Listen to that. He said, I'm among you. He said, is one who serves. He's telling you, I'm among you. I'm sitting right here with you, and I serve you. Can we touch that? Can we catch on to that? He who is greater than all of us. Hallelujah. Look at that. He is a servant. He is a servant. He's a servant of the Most High. He is the servant of his Father. And then he has going to humble himself for us. Look at that. And it at a time when Jesus is on his way. He's on his way to this old rugged cross. Are you getting this? And I when I was looking at this, and I said, but yet and still, the disciples were caught up in who is greater? Who's greater? And, you know, I begin to think about many times when we have seen folks, we've been at parties or dinner events, and people sitting around, and may have passed by and heard someone say that you were greater, you were better than them, you were the one who did this, and you always did, always putting this person up, always putting them up. No. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, who is greater? Could it be the server? Huh? The one who serves at the table, or the one who is actually sitting there? Because Jesus is showing us a great example of how we should serve, how we should humble ourselves, huh? Yeah, how we should humble ourselves and be concerned with one another, how we should not always try to lift ourselves up. You know, I just had someone asking me to listen to someone that was giving their interpretation of things that are going on right now in the world. And the first thing that I heard when I listened to this was person who was denouncing this person. They were putting them up. They were saying how the internet is booming and it's blasting. Everybody's on blast. It's on, you know, and because of you and because of what God. Hey, no. This is what we're talking about. Who is greater? Who is greater? The one who sits at the table or the one that serves? See, in the ministries, we are humble. We are humbled. Why? Because we are servants of the Most High God. Yeah. That's why we have the ability that we can come and wash your feet. We can wash your feet. Because we're servants of God. But the moment that we forget who we are and forget whose we are, the enemy has pride. And that prideful spirit will bring us to a place that we have no idea where we are, who we are. And we fall. We fall many times. And we're good for nothing Are you listening to what I'm saying? So who is greater? The one who sits at the table or the one that's being served? The one that's serving. And Jesus tells them quite clearly that he is a server. That he come to be of service to mankind. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So from right there, from that rule of thought, right there, from that lesson, that was the lesson that we, the body of Christ, should pick it up and run. Why? Because he's telling us what we must do. What we must do as believers in Christ. We must always remember that we are servants of the Most High God. We are here to serve his people. We are here to teach, huh? We are here to be concerned. Yeah. We are here to have a voice. And the voice that we are here to have is the voice of truth. Not lies, but truth. Yeah. We are the example that he has left. When he went to the cross, he told us that he was going to send us the Comforter. Glory to God. And the Comforter was going to come. He was going to teach. Huh? He was going to show us. He was going to keep us. Hallelujah. In perfect peace. Because our mind is going to be stayed on him. It's going to be stayed on him. Because we're going to be servants. Yeah, we know how to serve. We know how to be humble. We know whose we are. Hallelujah. Because we know that after this took place, Jesus was ready to go on to the cross. Yeah, because Isaiah 53:3 tells us that he was despised, and he had been rejected. He had been rejected by men. He was a man of sorrow and familiar with suffering. Glory to God. Like one from whom man hid his face. They hid their faces. He was despised, and he was esteemed him not. Surely he took all our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Glory to God. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed today, right now. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word because we know that your word is true. We ask you right now, God, to show us how to be servants, God. Show us how to humble ourselves. And we will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor because it's in Jesus' name we pray. No other name by way that men can be saved, but only through the name of Jesus. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, God. Yeah. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Sunday. Sunday, we know Sunday is what? Our Resurrection Sunday. And we know that so much is going on of how we can stand 6 feet away from each other and how we have to keep this going. But the thing is, what I want you to all remember and know this, the church is in your heart. You are the church. Wherever you go, the church goes with you.